Joining me on the line is Dr. Karen Ruskin. She's a psychotherapist. She specializes in marriage and family counseling. Dr. Ruskin, thanks so much for joining us again.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
We were chatting with you on The World Today a few days ago, talking specifically about the Jerry Sandusky case, because a lot of people are really raising that question. And not to say that people who were around Sandusky are to blame nearly as much, obviously. Clearly, he's the one who perpetrated these crimes. But a lot of people questioning how somebody like Dottie Sandusky, a wife of 42 years, could be there beside him during all these years of abuse and not know what was going on.
Yeah, it's a really powerful story, and yet I will tell you that she is not the first wife, nor will be the last, who lives in a world that we look at as outsiders and say, how is it possible that she can be married to him and not have known, whether it's affairs or abuse or a drug addiction, sexual molestation of your own children. The list is endless to where a person could be in their marriage and not know. And I pause for a moment when I say not know intentionally, because there are secrets we keep to ourselves, which is only half the story. And then the other half is composed of the secrets we keep from ourselves, the ones that are forced underground over time, because we don't want to know these secrets. We'd be so embarrassed or so enraged that forced to confront them, our entire lives would be completely altered.
And so is it a case, do you find, when you're looking at these issues or you're dealing with similar stories or the case of Dottie Sandusky, because that is the big story that's getting all of the news attention, is it your feeling, or do you find that women in these situations, do they ignore the signs? Do they on some level know that something's going on? But like you said, to acknowledge that would mean life as they know it ends, and they just can't handle that?
Right. Well, it does depend on the woman and on the situation. And, of course, because we don't have the opportunity to ask Dottie Sandusky these questions, we can only theorize. And there are, to answer your question, a few different theories, and we don't know which one is the reality for her. So let's look at a few of these possible theories, right? Okay. So one is that she could literally have been living a life of denial. Denial that it's just too horrific to believe, so therefore she doesn't believe. True disbelief. Now, there's another kind of denial. The other kind of denial is the first stage of a grief reaction. When you are confronted with something, you recognize something is wrong, and it's so traumatic that you remain stuck in the first stage of grief. Denial, rather than going through the grief process until you finally allow yourself to recognize the reality of what really is. Now, there are some people who live with blinders, which I refer to as living with your eyes wide shut. Now, that could be because the other person who is actually committing the crime is so skilled at the art of deception and manipulation, truly a skilled manipulator, to where they present one way to the world, so charming they are, but really there is a hidden side. And I must say that typically it's hard to say that it's standard, but it's a standard response for a woman who is living with an abuser to have a disbelief or denial reaction. It's very common.
And what about after the abuser is caught? Because it's one thing to perhaps turn a blind eye or to honestly not know, if that's possible, that you didn't know after all these years it was going on. But, you know, we've even had a case here in BC. It was a former TV news reporter. He pleaded guilty to one count of sexual assault involving a minor. This was a story that has just horrified people that knew him. No one suspected anything. Here's somebody who's guilty of doing horrible things to a child from the age of 9 to 16. And his wife was there in the courtroom when he pleaded guilty. He has three children of his own. Where does it come in, or where does maternal instinct come in, and women stand up and realize that they need to protect their children?
Yeah, that's a really great question. Well, I'll tell you, you know, as a wife, as a mother, as a member of society, when I hear you share a story like that, I find myself thinking, indeed, that spouse, that wife should be held responsible too. You know, what the heck happened that it could have gotten to this, that she's not protecting the children? But then clinically, I recognize it's not as simple as that when it comes to the human mind and living with an abuser. There are women that hold the philosophical belief in protecting your spouse and standing by him no matter what. If they could have taken the secret to the grave, they would have, no matter how big, no matter who it hurts. In essence, it's a philosophical belief in unconditional love for that person.
And I think that's what people have such difficulty understanding, too. From an outsider looking in, it is just such a difficult scenario to grasp.
Yeah, it is really difficult to grasp, because most of us would think that we would never rationalize our spouse's behavior and make sense of something so horrific. And yet there are spouses who rationalize as well. For an example, maybe they blame the victim or say something like, oh, he's so loving and loves so hard. He just doesn't know how to show it in a healthy way. That rationalization actually plays a role in enabling the condition of the spouse. By rationalizing and perhaps keeping the secret, or once the secret comes out, by remaining loyal to that person, it provides them with some feeling of that their actions are not so bad. Which is really frightening, isn't it?
It's frightening to think that anybody could rationalize the abuse of a child.
Oh my goodness, I absolutely agreed. And yet, time and time again, there are women in cases like this where they end up being involved in some type of therapeutic healthcare system, and you discover when you're talking with them that they have denied for years, and to allow themselves to acknowledge the role that they have played, meaning remaining in denial, that would possibly lead them to such depression, suicidal thoughts, anxiety. To confront yourself and to know who you really are. In essence, you know that expression, know thyself. Well, know thyself is opposing to the other message of ignorance is bliss. So which is it that these women are living under? Is it ignorance is bliss? Perhaps. But then once they're confronted with the reality, do they allow themselves to know thyself? Or do they remain in ignorance is bliss, even with the truth right there in front of them? That's quite psychological, isn't it?
Well, and do you find, too, that women that are in these relationships and then realize whether they did so knowingly on some level or really didn't know what was going on, do they then need counseling and therapy for exactly that reason? Because it then becomes a reflection of them as to how on earth could I have done this, been with somebody and not known that this person was a monster, or how did I trick myself, or how did I be the person who turned a blind eye to it?
Absolutely. The women that do continue with therapy treatment and have a really skilled practitioner who takes them through the process, and they look into and allow themselves to look into who they were, who they are, what their life really was, the secret that they were living with, this reality is really frightening for them, and it is a true years and years long process to allow yourself to look at yourself, to look at what your marriage was, your family was, what you didn't do, what you did do, and coming to terms with that you lived with your eyes wide shut, coming to terms with the fact that possibly fear is what led you to not say anything, confronting that and recognizing that perhaps the shame or embarrassment that you thought on some conscious level or subconscious level it would bring to the family, which is why you said nothing, you then have to look at that and really painfully allow yourself to recognize that you have truly failed. And that, confronting that, is devastating for somebody who is really a loving person and has failed their children or failed the community. That is a hard journey. Not all women go through it, though. There are women who will remain by the side of their man, having found out and discovered the truth and the reality. And then there's women that confront themselves. And then there's the third type, which is they don't remain with their man, by their man's side. They recognize that what he did was not okay, but they rather make sense of their behavior. They do not self-confront, and rather they say to themselves, well, the man I knew is not the man who he really is. I did not know that was the man who he really is, that ugly view of him. I did not realize, therefore I'm not responsible. And they move forward with their life. But typically, those women, in some physical way or emotional way, it impacts them, even though they don't recognize that their behavior is being impacted on a subconscious level. Like perhaps they have backaches often, or an eye twitch, or stomach aches, or they react to a new love interest in a way that is not loving. And all of that could be because of the effects of them not really confronting who they really are.
It is a fascinating look into this world. Dr. Ruskin, we're out of time, but I thank you so much for coming on the program and talking about this again.
My pleasure. Anytime. Always happy to share my insights.
Dr. Karen Ruskin, she's a psychotherapist. She specializes in marriage and family counseling.